think that they could take
a bunch of fucking people with a good idea over here and turn the world around. But these fucking retards over here with a little bit of money and a little bit more fucking power and a little bit bigger circle will fuck it all up for the rest of us.
You're right? Talking about in decline.
Well, I'm talking about in decline. I mean, not just in decline, but what they're doing. I mean, Brian...
I'm with you, dude. I drove all the way from Chicago to talk to him about that, so I understand what you're saying.
Well,
but at the same time, marketing doesn't necessarily come into that shit. And who?
No, I disagree. I disagree.
You know, talking about... If you're talking about talking to a bunch of idiots that can't decipher between an individual talking about his political views and a group of people that put out a DVD, I don't know if you're going to change any of their minds. They're idiots. And really all you're doing is going for the lowest common denominator, and you're going to get paid. And at that point, you're not about politics, you're about getting paid. I started the politics stuff. I lived in my car, I did scenes because of politics. Not out of survival, I ate out of dumpsters and shit, dude. So it was a whole different thing. They're doing it for months.
Well, I realize,
and that's the fact. That is the hardcore fact that I hung out with them and I asked them about it. That's what they said.
Well, see, I've never hung out with them.
When Josh talks and says, are you down for the cause? Are you with the cause? That's Josh with the causes.
The money.
Well, that's right.
Okay, well, this is... Okay, you've met him and I haven't. I'm more of a fan.
I love these guys. Okay. Now, me saying that, I don't want to say anything crude about it.
No, it's not true.
I'm opening your heart for some hate.
But this is what I wanted. This is... I'm from a fan point and from a... And Ryan is going to come to my fucking store, and I don't give a fuck what he says. But...
June 8th, Vegas... Ninth Cloud is performing somewhere, and we're hoping to be passing through and see him.
Okay, anyway, aside from that, I am a fan, and I can tell you, yeah, Ryan may have a creative area here, and I can see what happens in the videos with the jocks, what they're worried about and all that. And me as a fan, not being a jock, and not being influenced by somebody's retarded fucking marble to the head, or fucking whatever, I'm a pretty true human being. And when Brian's creativity and Into Klein's thing can make me feel the way I felt when I saw their shit, I think of it maybe as a more dangerous. If they can make me feel and make me want to go out and assassinate somebody, it's a dangerous thing they're doing. And I believe they can change. They may be one of those things that may be just something stupid. If they don't fuck it up, they can change something. They can change. I believe they can actually change something. That's just me as a fan. You know them. I don't know them.
Oh, no, I don't know them. I met them.
You've met them.
And I have an impression of them.
Okay.
And I love them. And I agree. I sort of agree with what you're saying.
No, and I admire
them. But you know what?
I admire them.
Hold on. I agree with everything you're saying. I think we're saying the same thing, except I think that whole corporate structure holds back all the revolution.
Well, that's where we get back into marketing again.
It holds it back.
Well,
because Che or any of the great revolutionaries are never marketed like that.
But it's a different era now where marketing is something where it didn't used to be.
It's holding them back.
It is holding them back. You know,
I mean, that is. They can't make a move without thinking of the bottom line. So when I hit the road and I say...
Actually...
When I hit the road and say I've risked everything to do this, I do stuff, it's on my rent money, it's on my shit. I mean that. They have money, and they're not going to move unless they're getting paid.
That's true.
So they won't go on tour, which they've been invited. Brian's like, help me get some headlines. I will, but you got to do this.
And
they're not ready to do that. They're not willing to do that. And they're not willing to do what bands like... What's the band I saw last night?
Hivex Throne.
Okay, Hivex Throne. Or anyone else is willing to do. I have artists that are willing to do stuff with me that they go, oh, I'll take a week off work. It costs them money, man. Everyone invests.
But they're willing to do.
And Nick Lane's like, oh, no, this is going to cost us $100 a day. Where are we getting that money from? And if they don't have a guaranteed something coming in, they ain't doing it. They ain't making a move. And they'll let that whole shit, all the shit you believe in, they'll let that go and crumble based on the bottom line. And so they, at some point, they desert you based on the UPC code or the dollar. And I'm not into politics.
Okay, well, I'm not either.
That are
going to
be gone in the next day when the trend changes, and it's not so political. Because there's not a Republican in office. When Clinton was in office, that shit wouldn't fucking sell. Wouldn't feel that way. What you would feel is blasé. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I saw people all around the place feel very blasé. I didn't give a fuck about shit like that until there's someone impressive
to
the arch, like a Bush, in office. Then they're all into fucking anything that's extreme.
I'll tell you
anything
what.
That's revolutionary. I love it.
That may be, you know what, and that may be a generalization you can make. With me, it's not. I'm not into politics at all. No, and just, okay.
We're talking marketing, though.
Yeah, no, but I am.
We're not talking just you.
No, but I'm
talking about selling the stuff, and they're selling the shit. They're a bunch of Reagan fucking voters.
They are Reagan.
They're a bunch of Republican people selling shit to people they know are fucking Democrats that are upset.
That's a very good point. And here's, you made an excellent point. The only thing, they may have the money, so they don't have to do things they don't. They won't have to do, say, what Ibex Stone will do, and some of the other banks will do. Because they've got the money to live comfortably and do whatever they want. No matter what, they can do what they want. They can still not sell out. They're not selling out.
Ryan's not a Republican. Ryan's hardcore. Ryan cries over the state of affairs of the world.
Right.
Ryan's upset. Ryan's cool. I'm down with that. So I don't agree with the revolution being sold to me.
Okay, see, and that's not what I see. Me as an absolute 100 non-political, non-religious in any way, no satanic, no Christianity, no, I'm not even atheist. I think it's all retarded. All political stuff is retarded. To me, I'm all about me.
Yeah,
personally, me. You know what? Me. I'm about me. And when they can make me the most selfish human being in the world,
some Satanists will say that makes you a Satanist, though.
I don't. And some Christians say that makes me a Satanist. And some atheists say that makes me an atheist. But me, I'm talking me. When they can make me the most self-righteous, self-serving son of a fucking bitch who doesn't care about a motherfucking thing. Can feel something over what they made me feel.
That means they hired.
But if somebody shit in your Cheerios, you'd be mad.
Guess what? That means they hired a good artist to provoke thought and feeling out of you. Like when you hire a good artist to do a CD cover to sell shit music.
Well, they got me. I'm buying what they're selling.
When Coop does
the cover, like Rage Against the Machine says, I'm buying what those motherfuckers are selling.
When Coop does the cover to a Lords of Acid album, that every Lords of Acid fan that I know says sucks, but that's their biggest selling album because it's Coop artwork. Well, they got a good artist to do good art for a shit record.
Well, you know what? And you may have a point.
Ryan is a great artist, and he really feels that way. And he's got a bunch of guys investing heavily, and he's hoping.
Well, if he's hoping for a bunch of guys like me, he's got it. He's got it.
And I'm with you there, dude. I'm with you. But I don't agree with the way it's being done.
And I respect that 100% because
I just don't like. That's not for me. I don't dislike them, and I don't dislike money, and I don't dislike greedy people.
No.
And I don't dislike Republicans. Necessarily, you know, I see all sides of that shit. That's why I'm not, I don't care. I've given up on the world affairs.
Well, you know what I can say? Into Client's doing something great. Shane Bugby is doing something great. I am happy that you gave a guy like me, a guy like Storm, a second's worth of fucking listen. Period.
Oh, good.
If you gave us that period, I'm just.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? And you don't. And you're not from around here. I mean, maybe. You know what? This. I don't. Maybe you do and maybe you don't realize what a phenomenal. This is. It's phenomenal to have a guy like you come here, voice your opinion, put on a show, and say the things you have to say. Period. We don't get this sort of anything here. Period. Period.
Well, to me, that's very nice of you to say. To me, it's very important.
Very nice. Fuck, dude, you deserve it.
Well, to me, I see Salt Lake City and places like this as being great cultural hotbeds, subculture, my culture, because of the religion and all that shit that goes on here.
Depression.
Yeah, right. There's such a great thing that boils underneath the ground. Underground. There's such a great underground. That's where I've always lived. Like, I remember when Tampa, Florida, when Death Metal started. That's how old I am. I remember when death metal was started and going down there and seeing that shit, like, seeing Deicide and Obituary. But seeing Deicide and Obituary and the Genitortures and Morbid Angel in a bar like this, doing just this. And it was nothingness. And they're barbecuing the next day and they're trying to start a scene. They got what's going on. And it was all about the religious part of things, and then also, because everyone went down there to retire, so it was this whole death metal thing was going on, because everyone goes to Florida to die. You know, so they're really like, they have this great anger. You know, they're talking about having the only work they can get is clean up dead bodies. Shit like that, old people that die, they get the...
That's a sample?
What?
That's a sample?
What?
Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa, Clearwater, Largo, Fort Lauderdale.
So if I went down there, I could get a job cleaning up dead bodies easily.
Yeah.
Ruben, I told you he's a sick little fucker.
Yes.
And if you ice bucket head shit,
if you're really into that, people don't last. Everyone talks big.
I'm not trying to talk big, and I've only puked my first couple times.
He's really not trying to talk big. No, he's a sick little bastard.
Check it out. But people talk big about that. There's a class in Austin, Texas, or no, Houston, Texas, you can take. It's called Crime Scene Cleanup. You take that class, you're guaranteed a job. And the turnover rate's quick because people take the job for a couple weeks. And then they see it, and they, I don't know. But I can tell you, I know people that are working in it and love it, like yourself, that say they love it. And there's people that said they'd love it and hated it.
I'm not saying that I'd love it. And I'm not saying
you're saying you'd like to try it.
Exactly.
I hear you. You should.
He is probably the sickest little bastard I've ever met.
That's not true. That's
no,
not
it
true.
Is true.
I've probably met the worst motherfuckers.
No.
Crazy. They'd be like, hey, yeah, how's it going? I'll be like, yo, I want to check this shit out. I've been to an anatomy lab. My brother's done, massage therapy. I've gone into the anatomy lab and it sucks because it's all dead formaldehyde bodies. You know what I mean? And they're all cut up in pieces. You know, it's like fucking hell. I fucking hate Utah. I fucking grab a fucking human skull that's cut in half and shit and fill the inside of the skull until I put the piece down so I can talk about it. I'm like, okay, that's cool, whatever. But I still touch it when it's down there and everybody's like, oh, he's so sick. I'm like, dude, why wouldn't you want to feel that shit? Why not? Why wouldn't you want to feel it? When are you going to get the chance to feel the inside of a human skull? When? You know? Unless you create it yourself and end up in prison like the people you fucking go and study.
Get out of the skull.
I gotta take a piss.
What skull?
Like a human skull. Yeah, had a human skull. And I always wanted to know what it felt like to stomp a skull in the bits. That was awesome.
You know, Amy here has seen a person's skull smashed into real life.
Like, full on, just the act itself?
Yeah, Amy saw a guy get his head smashed in a bar fight. In a bar fight where someone literally stepped on their head and smashed it in. You are very proficient at the glass removal. I appreciate it. I've been watching you all night, and you're like a ninja with that shit. That's all I'm saying. I'm watching, and it's impressive.
I like my job. That's all.
I like that, though. I'm with you.
Thanks.
I have a nervous disorder sometimes. I go in the kitchen, I start turning things around, all the labels, and shit like that. It's like obsessive.
Oh, totally.
So I like that you're obsessing over getting every fucking thing. It's good.
I've actually worked here now for so goddamn long that I fold my bar towels at my house in the same way that I fold it.
I love it.
Awful.
I like that. It's not awful. It's cool.
Funny.
It's called being 100% of doing things 100%. I like that.
She keeps taking my dad's
Shane. May I call you Shane?
That's why I like you. Just harassing you. Look at me. That's all I get.
That's the second time she did that.
Well, say no. Speak up.
No, that's great. The Mother Mary tree.
What?
No, that's great. The Mother Mary tree.
What?
No, that's great. The Mother Mary tree.
Sorry.
Some yahoo in Salt Lake City thought they shaped in a tree. And I got like this little shrine to it, and I go and desecrate it. I've spit on it, burned it, masturbated on it, smashed it, everything.
You really gotta take notes of what you heard at these tables and do a book sometime. So I'm thinking every time you throw your hands, you ever fucked that Virgin Mary tree?
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate it, man.
It's good stuff.
I wish I had a mic.
What? Virgin Mary tree? That's great if someone fucked you. Both, right?
I can see where your concept comes from.
What?
I said I can see where your concept comes from.
Hey, I can't hear you. What'd you say?
That I can see where your concept comes from.
What concept? Which one?
The concept of me being like one of them kids and talk big and shit. I can full on see it.
Oh, no, it's just the way it is.
I feel it.
I'm not saying it's you.
No. I feel
it. But some people say that shit.
Trust me, dog. I've lived here my whole fucking life. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And it's one of them things. Like, you're from the East Coast, right?
Midwest.
So you're talking like Missouri.
Chicago,
Ohio, right?
Chicago.
Illinois.
Chicago.
It's not a state.
Chicago is like a state. People
it should be a state.
Are like thugs. We don't give a fuck. State.
You know Knock Museum from Chi-Town?
I've heard of them.
They're
I don't leave
bros.
The house much. I don't give a fuck.
They're my bros.
I'll check them out, but I'm not into the scene.
What not a scene?
I'm about fuck the
man.
Scene. Okay?
Oh,
fuck the scene.
Oh, this guy's a revolutionary here.
Oh, no, I don't give, but if they...
The metal scene, it don't matter about the local scene, the metal scene.
Well, metal is... The metal scene to me
what
is worldwide.
Metal? What is metal?
Okay, it doesn't matter about Chicago.
Metal? I'm a
fucking
metal.
You know what the metal scene is?
You are in a death metal.
You know what metal is in
band,
Chicago?
Right?
You surfer.
But you do
Scepter,
not play for a band.
Side-eye.
That fucking played in like the 1980s.
So it doesn't matter, man.
Started the metal scene, dude. Like Iron Maiden, I fucking hate Iron Maiden, dude.
No.
And Iron Maiden. Dude.
Hey, look, he's gonna hit you.
Fucking vocalist,
dude. It's metal.
Dude, they're vocalists, dude.
You got at least like the first two albums.
Metal's not a joke.
I can't stand the vocalist. I can't stand the dude going.
Okay, that's Bruce Dickinson. I'm talking Iron Maiden and Killers.
Their musicianship, other than the vocals, is badass. I'm fucking 24.
You just say that to rebel against your uncle.
Fuck
all
right,
I'm 38, motherfucker. Iron Maiden rules. I don't give a fuck
well,
what
good
you
for
say.
You and
motherfucker,
good for
Bruce Dickinson rules. Metal rules. Don't talk smack on metal. Metal's not a joke. Metal's in the heart. It's like a nationality.
Like
don't talk fucking bad. Don't talk shit about our flag.
I'm sorry.
No.
Cry all you want, my friend, little boy Blue.
It's
God,
not crying.
I'll tell you this one
metal
thing,
is a fucking religion, and it's a nationality.
I'm into heavy fucking music that doesn't sound like some dude trying to fucking pussify his way into Satan's.
Now, you're just mad because chicks show up there. Chicks show up in Iron Maiden and like Iron Maiden. So, brother, what? Those bitches are sluts. Metal bitches are sluts. You're talking about heathen music.
Pantera was a fucking butt rock band.
They were unfortunately,
they
still came into the hardcore.
Ah, Pantera's great.
Yeah, after there was bands like Morbid Angel and Cannibal Corpse around.
I love Morbid Angel and Cannibal Corpse.
Yeah.
That type of shit.
What?
That's how you know that Pantera got heavy, but you know what? There was already shit in the 80s and the 50s.
Pantera's great.
Catherine, tell the cross, fucking goddamn slaughter.
Tell the cross is sick.
Yeah, Napalm Death.
Napalm Death is badass.
Motherfucking goddamn. Me and motherfucking Slaughter Lord from Australia.
Hey.
Fucking sarcophago from Brazil. Oh, come on.
Pantera is fucking great.
They are great.
But I bet you don't like Pantera. You don't like Slipknot, do you?
Slipknot. is a fucking contrived mainstream metal band.
Bullshit. You know what? Slipknot's great, just like Pantera's great. They're fucking metal. Slipknot's the first death metal band to ever fucking make it out of the Rolling Stone. And I know they're not full death metal, but they do have death metal songs. Those fucking dudes. Slipknot's got a dude who ain't no blast. Fucking on the cover of Rolling Stone. Ain't no blast.
Picture was right now. Are you chill? Yeah. Help me kill.